Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome, curious minds, to another deep dive. Look around you on the roads today, from the quiet morning commute to those silent, swift, cross-country trips. Electric vehicles are becoming an undeniable part of our daily landscape.
Oh, absolutely. The surge is real, it's happening, and it's electrifying our whole concept of transportation.
It really is.
Yeah.
But have you ever paused to truly consider what makes these incredible machines so safe, so remarkably efficient, and crucially, seamlessly compatible when you plug them in, you know, whether you're at home or on a road trip across different regions?
That's exactly where the intricate, often unseen world of electric vehicle standards comes in. This isn't just about the simple act of plugging in your car, not at all.
Okay.
It's a comprehensive framework of regulations and guidelines that's, well, far more complex and fundamentally important than most people realize.
Hmm.
We're talking about global interoperability, the absolute pinnacle of safety, and truly the very future of sustainable transport. These standards aren't just suggestions. They are like the bedrock upon which the entire global EV ecosystem is meticulously built.
That's a powerful way to put it. Our mission today on this deep dive is to unearth that bedrock. We'll journey through the historical evolution of these standards, exploring the different types that govern everything from your vehicle's crashworthiness to how it charges efficiently.
Right.
We'll introduce you to the major organizations acting as the architects of this landscape, highlight some fascinating and often surprising regional differences in how we plug in, examine the very latest trends and challenges facing the industry, and finally, look at what the future holds for EV standardization.
Yeah. And our source material is a thorough, really in-depth report on the complete list of standards for electric vehicles. It gives us a fantastic lens to understand this rapidly evolving landscape.
Definitely.
So by the end of this deep dive, you'll have a real shortcut to being incredibly well-informed on a topic that's shaping our world right now.
Hopefully.
You'll walk away with plenty of surprising facts and those crucial aha moments that connect the dots, making sense of something that often feels like, you know, abstract technical jargon.
Yeah. Okay, let's unpack this and hit the road, starting with the very first steps on this historical journey of EV standardization. So when we talk about modern electric vehicles making their comeback, we're really looking back at the 1990s.
Yeah, that era.
This wasn't the very first time EVs existed, of course, but it was the genesis of what we recognize today. And even in those nascent stages, the automotive industry, remarkably, had the foresight to quickly grasp the undeniable need for common guidelines.
It's quite impressive, actually.
It wasn't just about designing new vehicles. It was about ensuring they could operate safely, reliably, and maybe most importantly, interoperate seamlessly within an emerging global ecosystem.
Right.
The vision was clearly for a future where an EV from one manufacturer could use charging infrastructure built by another in a different country without a second thought.
And this is where it gets truly fascinating. From those very early days, major organizations stepped into foundational roles with incredible speed and foresight. We're talking about the International Organization for Standardization, ISO, and the Society of Automotive Engineers, SAE.
The heavy hitters.
Exactly. They weren't just observing the nascent EV market. They were actively establishing essential protocols, laying down the fundamental rulebook. Think about the standardized charging connector, for example.
Okay.
A foundational piece that was conceptualized and standardized back then and is still, well, in various iterations, widely used today. This early proactive collaboration set a crucial precedent. It built the very scaffolding for much of the global EV infrastructure we see now.
Mm.
Without that early shared vision, imagine the chaos. Every car, every charging station, a completely proprietary island.
Right. It would have stalled adoption before it ever truly began.
Absolutely.
It's quite remarkable how that long-term vision has truly carried through, shaping the industry decades later. And as EV technology continued its rapid progression, it absolutely necessitated a constant, almost surgical evolution of these standards.
Continuous adaptation.
Yeah. Many existing automotive standards, initially designed for internal combustion engine vehicles, weren't specific to electric vehicles at all. They had to be meticulously adapted, refined, and updated to align with the unique designs, the high-voltage systems, the entirely new functions of these electrified vehicles.
That makes sense.
This inherent adaptability of the standardization process really underscores the dynamic nature of EV technology itself and the constant, ongoing, almost collaborative dance required across the entire industry. It's not a static rule book. It's a living, breathing document, always moving forward.
Indeed. And as EV systems became exponentially more complex, we're talking about sophisticated software interacting with powerful, high-voltage electronics. The importance of rigorous verification and validation processes, or V&V, became absolutely paramount.
Okay, V&V.
This is where the real deep dive happens in manufacturing. These processes are designed to ensure that every single component, every intricate subsystem within an EV, operates exactly as intended, and crucially, integrates seamlessly and without interference with the larger vehicle system.
That sounds complex.
It is. Think of it. Yeah. It's not just checking if a single sensor works, but ensuring that sensor talks flawlessly to the motor, the battery management system, and the braking system, all while the vehicle is hurtling down the road at high speeds.
Wow.
Manufacturers aren't just building a car. They're essentially building a highly integrated, incredibly complex electronic system on wheels. Consequently, they are required to demonstrate exhaustive compliance with an extensive list of standards.
A long list, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Touching upon every conceivable facet, from safety and performance to the intricacies of interoperability. This meticulous V&V is precisely how trust is meticulously built, brick by brick, into the very DNA of every EV you drive.
And looking ahead, it's not simply about reacting to current needs or past innovations. Organizations like the American National Standards Institute, ANSI, have really taken a proactive leadership role, outlining a comprehensive, forward-looking roadmap for the future of EV standards.
Right, looking down the road.
Our source highlights something quite telling. This roadmap identified no less than 37 specific standardization gaps.
37, wow.
Yeah, these aren't minor oversights. They're in crucial, often interconnected areas like the vehicle systems themselves, the evolving charging infrastructure, the critical integration with the broader electrical grid, which is becoming increasingly vital for energy management, and, of course, cybersecurity.
Cybersecurity, definitely crucial in a connected car.
Absolutely. This kind of proactive, comprehensive approach is utterly foundational for ensuring the long-term reliability and uncompromised safety of both EV charging infrastructure and the vehicles themselves as the market continues its explosive global expansion.
Makes sense.
So when you think about it, what does all this historical and future-oriented work truly mean for you, the current or future EV owner? How does this invisible layer of standards translate into your real-world experience?
Well, it means that every time you silently start your EV or effortlessly plug it into a charging station, you are benefiting from decades of collaborative history and an ongoing, proactive effort to ensure that experience is not just convenient, but fundamentally safe and utterly reliable. It's about building a future where your vehicle seamlessly connects not just with the charger, but with the broader energy grid, with emergency services, and even with future smart city infrastructure.
So it's bigger than just the car.
Much bigger. That robust, connected future is being meticulously designed right now through these standards. They are literally writing the rules for how our electric world will interact.
And with that historical context firmly in mind, let's pivot to the very architecture of trust in the EV world. The types of electric vehicle standards. It's a vast, interconnected framework, really.
It is.
EV standards encompass an incredibly diverse range of regulations and guidelines, broadly categorized to ensure paramount safety, optimal performance, and universal compatibility on a global scale.
Key goals right there.
These aren't just dry technical documents existing in a vacuum. They are absolutely critical for fostering and maintaining deep consumer trust and, perhaps surprisingly, for enhancing innovation. They provide clear boundaries within which manufacturers can confidently push technological boundaries.
And at the absolute apex of that list, for very good reason, are safety standards. These are truly paramount for protection.
Can't argue with that.
The criteria for safety in EVs are as rigorous as, if not maybe even more so, than those for conventional internal combustion vehicles.
Wally, more so.
Yeah. This heightened stringency is due to the inherent characteristics we're dealing with. High voltage systems, powerful battery packs, new energy storage technologies that operate at, well, previously unseen power levels.
Okay.
In the United States, for instance, every single light-duty car and truck, including all EVs, must comply with the Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standards, or FMVSS.
FMVSS, got it.
And this isn't a rubber stamp. It involves extensive, often brutal, testing for design integrity, performance capabilities, and durability under various, sometimes extreme, scenarios.
And diving into the specifics here, one standard that really stands out is FMVSS number 305.
Yes, 305.
This isn't just a number. It's like an invisible shield. This standard sets precise performance requirements specifically for battery packs, focusing on critical aspects like preventing electrolyte spillage during a crash event.
Very important.
And ensuring the isolation of those dangerous high-voltage systems from the low-voltage systems and the vehicle chassis during a collision. Think about it.
Yeah.
This single standard, FMVSS 305, is literally the invisible force field around your EV battery.
That's a good analogy.
Meticulously designed to keep a several hundred pound, highly volatile power source from turning into a fire hazard or electrical risk in a crash. It's the unsung hero that allows you to feel safe in an EV.
Absolutely. Knowing that even in the worst case scenario, the energy within is contained.
Exactly. And beyond these governmental mandates, there are also crucial voluntary guidelines, which often push the envelope even further. For example, SAE J29990202011 outlines recommended practices for hybrid and electric vehicle safety systems.
Okay, voluntary ones too.
This includes specifics like clear, universal safety labels for emergency responders and critical manual disconnect switches, which are designed to mitigate high voltage hazards during accidents.
Right, for first responders, that's critical.
So when we talk about high voltage systems in a crash, what's the most counterintuitive safety feature these standards demand that the average driver would never guess is protecting them?
That's a great question, and it often revolves around the idea of passive safety. One counterintuitive feature is often the lack of immediate catastrophic failure.
Okay. Lack of failure.
For instance, FMVSS 305, beyond preventing spillage, might dictate that even if a battery module is compromised, the failure should be contained to that module, preventing thermal runaway from propagating across the entire pack.
Stopping the spread.
Exactly. Another is the very precise placement and design of energy absorption zones in the vehicle structure, specifically engineered to direct crash forces away from the battery pack.
Like a crumple zone for the battery.
Sort of, yeah. It's not just about building a strong box. It's about designing a crumple zone that sacrifices itself to protect the most vulnerable high-voltage components, almost like an intentional shield. These standards create layers of protection,
right,
ensuring that in a collision, the vehicle's inherent energy systems don't become an additional hazard, providing a critical layer of safety for both occupants and, crucially, emergency personnel who might be cutting into the vehicle.
Okay, that makes sense. Beyond safety, we have performance and functional standards.
Mm-hmm.
These are the rules that truly define what your EV can actually do and how well.
The capability side.
These standards define the expected operational capabilities, pushing manufacturers towards consistent benchmarks in efficiency, reliability, and overall vehicle performance. For example, ISO 6469 provides a foundational set of safety requirements that ensure EVs are roadworthy internationally.
ISO 6469, important for global markets.
Absolutely crucial for global markets and trade. It's about building a common language for performance.
And tied directly into consistent performance is that unceasing need for rigorous verification and validation processes. V&V again.
Back to V&V.
We touched on it earlier, but here it's about proving safe and reliable operation across all vehicle systems under all conditions. Manufacturers must continuously demonstrate unwavering compliance with these criteria.
It's not just a one-off check then?
Not at all. It's an ongoing, iterative commitment to ensuring that every system, from the nuanced propulsion system to the regenerative braking, performs consistently, predictably, and safely. V&V in EVs is particularly complex because you're integrating high-voltage power electronics with incredibly sophisticated software, all in a dynamic, moving environment.
Right, it's not static.
It's not just checking if a part works, but ensuring 1,000 parts talk to each other perfectly without interference at 60 mph, even under extreme temperatures or in heavy rain.
Wow, that's a lot to validate.
It really is. That's why V&V here becomes a constant, almost surgical process, establishing clear expectations for consumers and building trust in the capabilities and long-term reliability of their EV.
And we get to what many of us think of first when it comes to EVs, charging standards. These are essentially how you achieve universal plug-and-play compatibility.
The plug problem or solution.
Exactly. Standardized EV charging connectors are absolutely essential for global interoperability. Imagine trying to charge your phone. If every single manufacturer had a different proprietary charger, it would be a nightmare.
Total nightmare. We kind of had that for a while, didn't we?
We did. So this allows EVs to charge anywhere without frustrated compatibility issues. We see prominent standards like the Combined Charging System, or CCS, which is prevalent in North America and Europe, and rapidly becoming a dominant force.
CCS is huge now.
Then there's the GBT standard in China, which has its own unique, deeply integrated characteristics. And of course, CHAdeMO, a fast charging protocol that originated in Japan and facilitates quick charging across various EV models, especially in certain markets.
Right. CHAdeMO is still around, particularly for older models or specific regions.
This is where those regional differences become crystal clear and directly impact your ability to charge.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
When traveling internationally.
Absolutely. Finally, we cannot overlook environmental and regulatory standards, which really extend the scope beyond just the vehicle itself. It's a truly holistic view of the EV ecosystem.
Okay, beyond the car.
Environmental impact and robust consumer protection are absolutely key components embedded within these standards. Regulatory requirements dictate not only the safety and performance of the vehicle, but also emphatically emphasize sustainable practices within the entire EV manufacturing process.
Sustainable practices? Like how?
Well, looking at everything from the ethical sourcing of raw materials like cobalt or lithium for batteries to the energy efficiency of production facilities and the eventual disposal or recycling of components.
The whole life cycle.
Exactly. Compliance with these comprehensive regulations isn't merely good practice. It's vital for market entry and for maintaining a competitive advantage. Failure to meet these benchmarks can lead to significant legal, financial, and frankly, reputational consequences for manufacturers.
Huge stakes.
And this focus on sustainability within the standards framework raises a critical question for all of us. Mm-hmm. How do these standards push the industry to truly confront the challenges and opportunities around ethical sourcing of materials and the complex looming issue of battery disposal as we scale up EV production globally?
That's a profound point, and it's a direct consequence of these environmental standards, isn't it? The inherent push for sustainability embedded within these regulatory frameworks forces the entire industry to grapple with incredibly complex global supply chains and the full life cycle of batteries.
It really does.
It means manufacturers and regulators are constantly reconsidering existing practices and standards to ensure that vital materials are sourced responsibly, that labor practices are ethical, and that end-of-life battery disposal doesn't simply create new environmental burdens.
Right. Not just shifting the problem,
but rather closes the loop through effective recycling and reuse. These standards are, in effect, pushing the entire automotive sector towards a more sustainable and accountable future, transforming it beyond just a clean tailpipe.
It's a massive shift in thinking for the industry.
Now, let's talk about the unsung heroes, the very architects behind all these vital guidelines, the major standard organizations. Establishing EV standards involves a truly complex, multi-layered network of national and international organizations.
A whole ecosystem.
All working together, often across competing interests. This collaborative ecosystem is absolutely essential, as it allows the right questions to be asked, the most pertinent problems to be rigorously addressed, and common solutions to emerge in modern transportation.
Yeah, covering everything from fundamental safety to seamless interoperability.
It's not just bureaucracy. These organizations are like the UN of electric cars, where rivals sit down to agree on how to make everyone's cars work together, even when it might seem against their immediate competitive interests.
That's the real insight. This cooperation enables an entire industry. It's quite remarkable when you think about it.
What's particularly compelling here is how organizations like the U.S. Department of Transportation, U.S. DOT, work hand in hand with industry leaders. This isn't a top-down mandate.
No, it's collaborative.
This deep collaboration ensures that the standards created reflect the most cutting-edge expert insights from the ground up, fostering transparency and proactive engagement among all companies involved in the standardization process. It's a shared responsibility to meticulously build a robust, universally applicable framework.
Makes sense.
And on the international stage, we have some real heavy hitters, the organizations that lay down the global blueprints. ISO, the International Organization for Standardization, is globally recognized.
Everyone knows ISO.
A particularly notable standard from them, especially for EVs, is ISO 26262. Which focuses specifically on vehicle functional safety, ensuring that electronic and electrical systems don't fail in dangerous ways.
Functional safety, critical.
But they go even further with additional critical standards like ISO 15118. This one is truly the brains behind plug and charge.
Ah, plug and charge, that's convenient.
It is, allowing your car to automatically authorize payments just by plugging in, no app or credit card needed. It's a leap forward in user convenience and security. And then there's ISO 12405, focusing on performance testing for lithium-ion battery packs, ensuring their reliability and longevity.
Okay, so ISO covers a lot. Then the International Electrotechnical Commission, or IEC, is another titan, specializing in international standards for all things electrical and electronic.
IEC.
Standards like IEC 61851 are crucial here, focusing on electromagnetic compatibility and testing, ensuring that EV systems are resilient against external interference and don't emit harmful interference themselves.
Just no weird radio static when you charge.
Basically, yeah. And ensuring the card systems don't get scrambled by outside signals. It's important to note that while meticulously developed by global experts and widely adopted, IEC standards are not typically legally mandated in every country.
Oh, interesting.
Instead, they serve as crucial, highly influential guidelines that industries worldwide often adopt due to their comprehensive nature and technical excellence. They provide a common technical foundation even where national laws differ.
So more like strong suggestions that everyone follows.
Pretty much, yeah. Highly influential suggestions.
Then we have the key national organizations, which often translate these international guidelines or develop their own specific to regional needs and market demands. SAE, the Society of Automotive Engineers, for instance, develops voluntary standards for vehicular engineering.
SAE is huge in North America, especially.
Not just in the U.S., but influencing global practices. Their standards are often seen as critical industry guidelines, including important safety reports like SAE J2990-20220 to their 11.
We mentioned that one earlier.
Right. It provides deep insights into best practices for hybrid and electric vehicle safety systems, making companies keenly aware of the inherent hazards associated with high voltage systems and how to mitigate them.
And in the United States, ANSI, the American National Standards Institute, leads impactful initiatives like the Electric Vehicle Standards Panel, or EVSP.
ANSI's EVSP.
This panel is a dynamic forum bringing together a broad range of experts, engineers, manufacturers, policymakers, utility providers to collaboratively tackle complex standardization challenges.
Getting everyone in the room.
Exactly. This collaborative approach facilitates the development of comprehensive guidelines that can cater to both domestic and international market needs, robustly supporting both innovation and the overarching sustainability goals within the EV sector. We also have DIN, Germany's national body for standardization, which plays a significant role as the ISO member body for Germany. They contribute heavily to developing standards that impact EV technology, not just within Europe, but globally, often pioneering new approaches.
Germany is a big player in automotive. Makes sense.
Definitely. And let's not overlook the CHAdeMO organization, founded in 2010 by Tokyo Electric Power Company and major Japanese automakers.
CHAdeMO.
They focus specifically on developing fast charging protocols for electric vehicles. Their efforts have significantly enhanced charging efficiency and accessibility worldwide for vehicles that adopt their standard, creating a vital charge and option.
Still relevant then?
In certain contexts, yes. And in China, we have SA, the Standardization Administration of China, which is the national body issuing GBT standards.
GBT, we touched on that.
These national standards are absolutely crucial for the electric vehicle supply equipment, or EVSE, within China, rigorously guiding the country's massive and rapidly expanding EV infrastructure development.
So if we connect all these threads to the bigger picture, it becomes abundantly clear why these standards and the organizations behind them are so profoundly important.
It really paints a picture.
As the electrification of transportation continues its exponential growth, the demand for even more comprehensive and harmonized standards will only increase. They serve to meticulously regulate the safety, performance, and interoperability of automotive systems.
Mitigating risks.
Effectively mitigating risks and significantly enhancing product reliability across the board. The continuous, often challenging collaboration among subject matter experts, government entities, and these myriad standard organizations is absolutely vital.
Vital for developing truly effective standards that not only support ongoing innovation, but also proactively meet the rapidly evolving needs of this incredibly dynamic market.
Right. Without them, the groundbreaking progress we're witnessing in EVs would be far slower, infinitely more fragmented, and frankly, a lot less safe.
No question about it.
Now let's take a deep dive into regional standards, highlighting the fascinating and sometimes frustrating differences in interoperability across the globe.
The interoperability puzzle.
What's crucial to understand here is that different regions have taken quite distinct, sometimes divergent, approaches to establish reliable and safe EV charging infrastructure.
Yeah, reflecting unique market demands, tech advancements, even politics sometimes.
Exactly. This is where you, the listener, might directly encounter the real-world effects of these standards, depending on where you drive your EV or where you travel internationally.
Absolutely. Let's begin with China and their GBT 2234 standard. This is China's national standard for EV charging interfaces, and it's remarkably comprehensive.
Okay, GBT 2234.
It covers meticulous guidelines for both AC and DC charging. It precisely outlines the specifications for plugs, socket outlets, vehicle couplers, and vehicle inlets for conductive charging, all meticulously tailored to meet China's specific vast charging needs.
Tailored for China.
The GBT 2234 is characterized by establishing distinct connector types for AC charging, DC charging, and DC fast charging, each specifically designed to accommodate varying power demands and diverse installation environments across the country.
And here's the critical distinction for interoperability that often surprises people. The GBT standard employs unique connector types that are, in fact, fundamentally incompatible with international standards prevalent in other regions, like IEC and SAE.
Right, that's the big one. Incompatible.
That means an EV designed primarily for the Chinese market cannot simply plug into a charger in North America or Europe without a specialized adapter or a specific, often less convenient, charging solution.
A hassle for travelers.
Definitely. It supports impressive voltage levels, up to 220V for AC level 2 charging, and a robust 750V for DC fast charging. Our source also highlights that GBT 2234 places a significant emphasis on sophisticated communication protocols.
The handshake protocol.
Yeah, for real-time state of charge, or SOC, monitoring and dynamic charging adjustments. These aren't just technical terms. The control pilot signals and proximity pilot protocols are essentially the digital handshake between your car and the charger.
Making sure everything talks properly.
They ensure the charger knows your car is connected, how much power it needs, and even whether it's safe to start or stop charging in real time. It's the silent conversation, making sure your battery doesn't get overloaded and the station delivers just what's needed.
Optimizing the charge.
Right, optimizing the charging process for safety and efficiency.
Furthermore, the GBT standard's comprehensive nature extends to cover a wide array of vital safety measures. This includes stringent requirements for insulation resistance, ensuring no dangerous current leakage.
No shocks.
Robust ground continuity to prevent electrical shocks, and meticulous short circuit protection. All of these features are designed to ensure a standardized, incredibly safe approach to EV charging across China's vast and rapidly growing charging network.
That safety focus is key.
Absolutely vital, especially for such high voltage systems operating at scale.
Shifting our focus to North America, the SAE J1772 standard serves as the primary framework for EV charging, particularly within the United States and Canada.
J1772, the familiar one for many.
This standard, meticulously developed by the Society of Automotive Engineers, outline specific requirements for connector types. That familiar circular plug you see almost everywhere, charging levels, communication protocols, and safety measures.
Covers all the bases.
It supports both AC level 1 and level 2 charging, which are common for slower, more deliberate residential and commercial charging, as well as DC fast charging with a strong foundational focus on building out robust residential and public charging infrastructure.
SAE J1772 features a crucial pilot signal communication protocol that allows for highly efficient and secure data exchange between the vehicle and the charging station.
The pilot signal again.
This significantly enhances safety by enabling real-time monitoring and dynamic adjustments to the charging process. This sophisticated functionality allows the charging station to immediately detect the vehicle's presence, accurately communicate the maximum available charging current,
tells the car what it can handle,
and manage critical state of charge information with the vehicle. By promoting universal interoperability among diverse vehicle manufacturers and charging hardware providers, SAE J1772 ensures a largely seamless charging experience across North America.
Which is great for drivers.
Which directly facilitates broader EV adoption for you, the driver. You can be reasonably confident that your EV will work with most public chargers you encounter in the region. That's a huge anxiety reducer.
Definitely reduces range anxiety. And finally, on the truly international front, we have IEC 61851.
IEC 61851, the global one.
This isn't just a regional standard. It's a global guideline that comprehensively addresses EV charging systems worldwide. It provides a broad, overarching framework for both AC and DC charging, establishing fundamental safety requirements, universal communication protocols, and standardized connector specifications applicable worldwide.
A common baseline.
What's truly fascinating here, and quite forward-thinking, is its robust support for advanced vehicle-to-grid, or V2G, capabilities.
V2G. Okay, this is exciting stuff.
It is. This means it allows for bidirectional energy flow, not just to the electric vehicle, but also from the electric vehicle back to the grid.
Car powering the grid.
This capability fundamentally transforms your EV from a simple mode of transport into a potential mobile energy storage unit. Right. So this raises a genuinely exciting question. What are the broader implications of your car being able to feed energy back into the grid? Maybe even helping to power your home or stabilize the national power supply.
Oh, the implications are truly immense, bordering on revolutionary. V2G technology, enabled by standards like IEC 61851, transforms.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Your EV from just a vehicle into a dynamic, dispatchable energy resource.
Dispatchable. Like a power plant.
Kind of. Imagine your car parked at home during a scorching summer afternoon when energy demand is peaking. Instead of just sitting there, it could intelligently discharge a small, controlled amount of power back into the grid to help stabilize it.
And maybe get paid for that.
Potentially earning you credits or even a direct payment from your utility company. Or think about it serving as a critical backup power source for your home during an unexpected power outage, powering essential appliances for hours or even days.
Like a big battery on wheels.
Exactly. Beyond individual benefits, V2G can play a massive role in integrating more renewable energy sources like solar and wind into the grid.
How so?
When the sun is shining brightly or the wind is howling and there's an excess of power, EVs can act as distributed batteries, storing that surplus clean energy. Then, when the renewables aren't producing, these vehicles can intelligently release that stored energy back into the grid.
Smoothing out the peaks and valleys of renewables.
Precisely. This capability could fundamentally change our entire energy infrastructure, making it more resilient, more flexible, and significantly greener by turning millions of EVs into a vast, interconnected virtual power plant.
That's a profound shift, really. It moves us from a one-way energy street to a true energy highway. Now, let's turn our attention to the current trends and developments shaping this rapidly evolving landscape of EV standards.
Always changing.
It's an incredibly dynamic space, constantly changing, driven by relentless technological advancements, evolving regulatory frameworks, and of course, ever-increasing market demands from consumers like you.
One of the most significant areas of development is in regulatory initiatives, and here, Canada has truly shown remarkable leadership. They've introduced their electric vehicle availability standard.
An availability standard.
Yeah, it's a significant regulatory advancement resulting from extensive industry and public engagement. This isn't a quick fix. It follows a deliberate, phased approach towards a complete transition to zero-emission vehicles over the coming years.
Setting targets.
And this bold regulatory push isn't just a government mandate. It's being strongly supported by over $34 billion in investments from major automotive and battery manufacturers.
Oh, $34 billion.
All aimed at creating a robust, localized EV production ecosystem and battery supply chain within the country, generating numerous high-quality jobs in the process. It's a real national commitment to electrifying transportation.
And that commitment extends deeply into public charging infrastructure, recognizing it as a critical enabler.
Yeah.
The Canadian government is dedicating substantial funding to dramatically increase the number of public charging stations.
Need the chargers, too.
For instance, Quebec's provincial government recently pledged a massive $514 million towards installing approximately 116,700 new chargers across the province.
Huge numbers.
This really showcases a powerful collaborative effort between public and private sectors to facilitate widespread EV adoption. It's a clear signal of serious intent. The vehicles are only part of the solution. The infrastructure has to keep pace.
Makes perfect sense. Looking at infrastructure development on a broader scale, we're seeing truly significant projections for acceleration, particularly in the medium and heavy-duty vehicle, or MHDV, electric market post-2030.
Trucks and buses.
Yes.
Those are the trucks and buses that keep our economy moving. According to forecasts, the annual installations of public charging ports specifically for these larger vehicles will increase dramatically.
How dramatically?
From about 2,000 in 2025 to a staggering 10,000 in 2030, ultimately reaching an incredible 38,000 by 2040.
That's massive growth.
What's particularly interesting about these projections is that the vast majority of these installations, especially for MHDVs, are expected to be overnight chargers.
Slower overnight charging for trucks.
Yeah, these are generally more cost-effective and considerably easier to implement compared to the ultra-fast, high-power charging stations needed for quick turnarounds. This focus on overnight charging leverages existing grid capacity more efficiently.
However, these ambitious infrastructure projects aren't without their very real challenges. Our source points out that they face incredibly long lead times for crucial grid upgrades.
The grid bottleneck.
Imagine trying to upgrade the entire nation's electrical grid while simultaneously trying to build tens of thousands of new gas stations overnight. That's the scale of the challenge here.
It's enormous.
It necessitates strategic, often complex, planning among governments, utility providers, and all stakeholders to accommodate this rapid projected growth. This directly impacts how accessible charging will ultimately be for you, the driver.
Especially as the fleet expands and larger, more demanding vehicles come online.
It's a delicate and complex dance between supply and demand, and the underlying grid infrastructure absolutely has to keep pace.
This brings us back full circle to the critical importance of standardization efforts. The successful, widespread adoption of EV technology heavily relies on the continuous development and rigorous implementation of comprehensive standards.
Back to the standards themselves.
These standards serve a foundational role. They ensure compatibility across various manufacturers and models, guarantee safety at every turn, and benchmark performance metrics. As the electrification of vehicles progresses globally, the importance of establishing these rigorous, consistent standards becomes even more pronounced.
Especially with growing complexity.
Particularly in addressing the inherent complexities in EV systems and their components, which are only growing. Global standardization efforts, however, still face significant hurdles.
Like what?
Varying technological landscapes across continents and diverse battery technologies, which can lead to frustrating inconsistencies and different applications across different markets.
So more interoperability issues.
To address these issues head on, manufacturers are actively encouraged to develop modular and adaptable technologies, meaning components that can be easily interchanged or configured, and to engage proactively almost relentlessly with international standardization bodies to find common, universally acceptable ground.
Modular and collaborative.
That's the goal.
Finally, innovation and sustainability aren't just buzzwords here. They play a truly pivotal role in advancing both EV standards and the underlying technologies themselves.
Innovation drives it forward.
As part of broader industry-wide sustainability initiatives, there are intensive, ongoing efforts to dramatically enhance resource efficiency. This is happening through robust recycling programs and, perhaps most excitingly, the active development of alternative battery systems.
New battery chemistry.
Exactly. Here's where it gets really interesting. New battery technologies, including sodium-ion and magnesium-based batteries, are being rigorously explored as potential groundbreaking replacements for traditional lithium-ion batteries.
Sodium-ion, I've heard about that.
This could significantly help reduce dependency on critical, sometimes geopolitically sensitive, resources like cobalt or nickel, alleviating some of the environmental and geopolitical pressures associated with current battery chemistries.
That would be a huge deal.
Moreover, the establishment of a robust circular battery recycling industry is emphasized, aiming to dramatically improve recovery rates of valuable materials.
Closing the loop.
This moves us beyond simply powering vehicles and really supports the overall sustainability of battery production and usage, closing the loop on valuable resources. This pushes us toward a truly circular economy for EVs.
Right, moving beyond just tailpipe emissions to encompass the entire life cycle.
So this raises an incredibly important question about the truly green nature of EVs over their full life cycle. If we can effectively transition to more abundant materials and achieve higher, more efficient recycling rates, are we genuinely designing out environmental impact from day one? Or just moving the burden from the tailpipe to the mine?
A critical question.
These standards are now demanding that holistic assessment.
Which is essential.
Transitioning now to the challenges and issues section, it's clear that the road ahead for EVs, while incredibly promising, is certainly not without its bumps and detours.
No smooth ride guaranteed.
The profound transition to electric vehicles presents numerous interconnected challenges across various critical domains. Infrastructure, adoption, costs, energy transition, market obstacles.
It's a long list.
One of the primary issues highlighted in our source is the sheer escalating complexity of navigating the global regulatory landscape, which becomes increasingly intricate as EV demand continues its rapid global rise.
A regulatory maze.
Clear, actionable insights are absolutely essential for all stakeholders, automakers, utilities, policymakers, to effectively manage these complexities and ensure smooth progress.
Indeed. And within that overarching complexity, standardization challenges are a particularly significant hurdle. The implementation of global electric vehicle standards is fraught with inherent difficulties.
Standardization itself is hard.
Diverse technological variations across different regions, often driven by distinct market needs or historical development paths, can lead to frustrating inconsistencies in the adoption and application of these standards.
We talked about GBT versus CCS, for example.
Exactly. This directly results in persistent interoperability issues, particularly with varying battery technologies and disparate charging infrastructures. For instance, a charging system designed explicitly for one region's battery tech might not optimally interact with a vehicle from another region or even charge it at all.
Solutions.
To proactively address these issues, manufacturers are continuously encouraged to develop modular and adaptable technologies that can seamlessly integrate with various systems while simultaneously collaborating deeply and persistently with international standardization bodies to find common global ground.
Then we delve into the regulatory and ethical considerations, which add another deeply complex layer to the challenge. Regional regulatory differences present significant hurdles.
Trade barriers, essentially.
As each region or country may possess unique regulations and standards that, quite frankly, can create formidable barriers to international trade and market entry for manufacturers.
So what can companies do?
To effectively navigate these challenges, manufacturers must proactively engage, sometimes years in advance, with regulatory bodies and industry stakeholders. Establishing open, transparent channels for dialogue can help identify and address these regulatory hurdles early.
Rather than hitting a wall later.
Exactly. Better than encountering them as immovable roadblocks down the line.
Moreover, the complexity of international collaboration itself is a formidable obstacle. Deep-seated cultural, economic, and political factors can all profoundly influence the adoption, interpretation, and enforcement of standards.
It's not just technical.
Not at all. Building strong, lasting partnerships with international organizations, industry leaders, and governmental agencies is absolutely vital to overcoming these challenges and developing truly harmonized standards that authentically address the needs of diverse stakeholders across the globe.
And this is where things can get contentious.
Precisely. This is precisely where prominent controversies, as mentioned in our source, come into sharp focus. For instance, there are ongoing rigorous debates over the adequacy of safety measures for high-voltage systems, pushing for even greater resilience.
Okay.
There are also significant concerns and discussions around the environmental impact and safe disposal of end-of-life batteries. And the intense push for sustainability has sparked equally intense discussions about the ethical sourcing of raw materials, like cobalt or lithium.
The ethical sourcing debate is huge.
These ongoing debates highlight the dynamic, sometimes contentious and continuously evolving nature of standardization efforts, always seeking to balance innovation with responsibility.
Another absolutely critical challenge is infrastructure disparities. Research highlights a deeply concerning reality. Lower-income populations often face significant barriers to accessing public charging stations.
The equity issue.
Inadvertently creating profound inequities in EV adoption. This isn't just a technical issue, it's a crucial social justice point for equitable development of our future transportation system.
Right, ensuring everyone benefits.
Future expansion plans for charging networks must explicitly address these disparities to ensure truly equitable access for all residents, particularly in rural, remote, and historically underserved communities.
Where it's often hardest to build infrastructure.
Exactly. Where development is often slower, more expensive, and inherently more challenging. This creates a risk of a two-tiered EV future.
A comprehensive, multifaceted approach is absolutely necessary here. It's not simply about building more chargers, but about strategically placing them, ensuring their reliability, and making them truly accessible to every demographic.
Placement and accessibility are key.
This not only helps enhance the overall charging infrastructure, but also significantly reduces that pervasive range anxiety for EV owners, which in turn fosters broader acceptance and widespread use of electric vehicles across all segments of society.
So what does this all mean for the equitable future of EV adoption?
It means that addressing these infrastructure gaps isn't just a technical challenge, but a fundamental social and economic imperative. Ensuring that the transformative benefits of EVs are genuinely available to everyone, not just those in well-served urban areas with higher incomes, it's about designing a future for all.
Well said. Finally, we turn to innovation and collaboration, which are not merely beneficial, but absolutely essential for addressing these complex standardization challenges head on.
Need both.
By consciously fostering a culture of continuous improvement and open, transparent communication across the industry, manufacturers can create groundbreaking solutions that not only comply with existing global standards, but also cater effectively and responsively to specific local market needs.
Global standards, local needs.
This dual-focused global compliance alongside local relevance is absolutely key to success.
And this isn't just about incremental improvements. Significant investment in cutting-edge research and development, along with the strategic application of rapidly emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and advanced data analytics.
AI and data analytics in EVs.
Oh, yeah. They can dramatically enhance manufacturers' ability to meet and even exceed evolving global standards. These advanced tools can help predict potential issues in design, optimize complex system architectures, and streamline compliance processes.
Making things more efficient.
Making the entire EV ecosystem inherently more efficient, more reliable, and ultimately safer for the end user. They are the accelerants for the future of standardization.
As we look towards the future of electric vehicle standards, one thing resonates with undeniable clarity. The landscape is evolving at an astonishing pace, fundamentally driven by increasing global demand.
The pace is incredible.
Our source notes that EVs accounted for an impressive 7.2% of all new vehicle sales in the first quarter of this year alone.
Yeah.
That's a significant leap.
7.2%, wow.
Projections are truly remarkable, indicating that by 2030, there will be somewhere between 26 to 48 million electric vehicles on the road worldwide.
26 to 48 million, that's a huge range, but massive either way.
This massive projected growth is fueling unprecedented private sector investment and inspiring significant local government initiatives in charging infrastructure, creating a powerful, mutually reinforcing synergy that's driving rapid change.
It feeds itself.
This profound shift is relentlessly pushing manufacturers to align with comprehensive global electric vehicle standards, which provide those essential guidelines for safety, consistent quality, and universal interoperability across various regions and rapidly developing technologies.
As the electric vehicle market continues its rapid expansion, the importance of unwavering compliance with existing safety regulations remains paramount.
Safety first, always.
Every light-duty car and truck in the U.S., including all electric vehicles, must rigorously adhere to the federal motor vehicle safety standards and their exhaustive testing processes, regardless of their fuel type. This is a baseline expectation.
Non-negotiable.
Furthermore, the highly sophisticated EV battery packs themselves are subject to their own distinct and incredibly stringent safety standards, with multiple layers of built-in safety features specifically designed to enhance operational reliability, especially during unforeseen incidents like collisions.
Layers of safety.
This layered, multifaceted approach to safety is absolutely critical for cultivating deep consumer confidence and fostering broader, accelerated adoption.
Beyond fundamental safety, technological innovations and their inherent challenges are fundamentally shaping the future of these standards. The implementation of global electric vehicle standards involves a multitude of complex technological components.
So much tech involved.
From intricate battery management systems that monitor every cell to advanced vehicle communication protocols that enable seamless interaction. These standards are absolutely critical in fostering robust collaboration among manufacturers.
Even competitors working together.
Often fierce competitors, alongside regulatory bodies and diverse industry experts as they collectively navigate the inherent complexities of standardization. What's truly fascinating here and a critical development is the increasing integration of life cycle assessments, or LCA.
LCA, okay. Assessing the whole life cycle.
Into the very core of the development process. These assessments meticulously evaluate the comprehensive environmental impacts of EVs throughout their entire life cycle, from the initial raw material extraction and rigorous manufacturing processes all the way to end-of-life disposal and recycling.
Cradle to grave, or cradle to cradle, ideally.
Understanding these profound impacts is vital for proactively addressing escalating sustainability concerns and ensuring long-term regulatory compliance, both of which are increasingly influencing market dynamics and consumer choices.
So it affects the bottom line, too.
Absolutely. This raises that incredibly important question again about the truly green nature of EVs over their full life cycle. Are we simply shifting environmental burdens or genuinely reducing them across the board from mine to market to recycling plant?
It's an absolutely critical inquiry, and LCA provides that holistic, transparent view, moving us beyond just tailpipe emissions.
Right.
It forces us to consider the total environmental footprint of battery production, the energy required for vehicle manufacturing, and eventually the recycling or safe disposal processes.
The whole picture.
The integration of LCA into standards development means we're not just striving to build clean cars, but meticulously trying to build them cleanly, and then ensuring they can be sustainably managed at the end of their useful life.
Holistic sustainability.
This pushes the entire industry towards greater, more comprehensive accountability for its total environmental footprint, which is a major and necessary step forward.
And finally, the regulatory framework and international collaboration will continue to define the future of EV standards. Manufacturers must proactively and often pre-competitively engage with regulatory bodies and diverse stakeholders.
Constant engagement needed.
To effectively navigate regional regulatory variations and strategically address potential market entry barriers. The sheer complexity of international collaboration, which involves balancing national interests with global interoperability, truly underscores the vital need for harmonized standards.
Harmonization is the goal.
Standards that genuinely reflect diverse cultural, economic, and political landscapes. Building strong, enduring partnerships with international organizations is absolutely key to developing standards that can effectively cater to the nuanced needs of a truly global market.
Ensuring that EVs can seamlessly cross borders, both physically and technologically, fostering a truly interconnected and sustainable transportation future.
Well, we've journeyed through the complex yet incredibly vital world of electric vehicle standards.
Yeah.
From their historical roots and the powerful organizations that shape them.
To the diverse types of regulations that ensure your safety and the vehicle's performance.
and even the fascinating regional differences in how we plug in. We've also explored the cutting-edge current trends, navigated the significant challenges the industry faces, and peered into the exciting future that these meticulous standards are actively helping to build.
This deep dive has shown us that EV standards are much more than mere technical specifications on a document. They are the bedrock of safety, the enabler of universal interoperability, the driver of sustainability, and fundamentally a silent champion for equity in our rapidly evolving transportation landscape.
Mm.
They fundamentally enhance consumer trust, foster incredible technological advancement, and relentlessly drive innovation across the entire industry.
So as electric vehicles continue to accelerate into our future, these standards will play an even greater, more fundamental role in shaping our infrastructure, influencing our economy, and truly transforming our daily lives.
They really will.
So what role will you play in shaping this electrifying future as EV adoption accelerates? Whether you're a curious consumer considering your next vehicle, an innovator contributing to new technologies, or an advocate for equitable and sustainable infrastructure, how will these evolving standards impact your choices and the world around you in the years to come?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.